Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 11, 10, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Remember the time. I never saw Conley on April 26th. If he was there, he was skulking around and hiding. I never saw McCrary talk to him that day. On Monday morning, I saw Conley. Instead of being upstairs where he ought to be sweeping, he was down in the shipping room watching the detectives, officers, and reporters. I caught him washing his shirt. Looked like he tried to hide it from me. I picked it up and looked at it carefully, and it looked like he didn't want me to look at it all. The day before that, he went out with a pair of overalls corresponding to this blue shirt that he has, and he said he wanted to carry them to a Negro at Block's Candy Factory, and he had not had time to have gone to the candy factory before he came back and said that they were taking stock over there and would not let him in. The overalls had been washed and dried, and I could not tell if there is anything on them or not. I don't know whether he can write or not. At your request today, I walked from the rear end of the car track at the corner of Broad and Hunter to the pencil factory, and then upstairs in Mr. Frank's office. I walked just in an ordinary way, like I thought a lady would walk. It took me 2.5 minutes. I walked from the corner of Marietta Street and Forsyth Street to the pencil factory. It took me 6 minutes. Redirect examination. I didn't have any conversation with Kendrick, the night watchman, since this murder was committed as to whether or not Frank ever called him after he left the factory that night. No, I did not try to get Kendrick to swear that. No, I didn't tell Whitfield the day before they turned up that big club. Be sure to come back tomorrow. You will be certain to find something. So far as I know, the general character of Daisy Hopkins is good. I don't remember being shown the following paper. XI State. I don't remember telling you in this paper. XI State. She is anything but a nice girl. You can't depend on what she says. Yes, I said it in the affidavit I gave. It was 10:45 when Mr. Frank and Mr. Darley left. Mr. Frank got back about 11 o'clock. That was guesswork about the time they left. I never said anything about getting a reward for Jim Conley. I told some of the detectives several days after they came down after the Negro, if this Negro is convicted, he is my Negro. I knew about the reward being offered. If I told you that I sometimes left the factory at 3 o'clock, I meant 4 o'clock. Jim Conley worked regularly at the factory except when he was in the stockade 30 days. Conley registered every morning, but a lots of times he would not register at dinner and sometimes at night. I nailed up the door that leads into the Clark Woodenware place on Monday because we never let that door stand open. Mr. Darley told me to do it. I know it was not open on Saturday. It was nailed up Saturday noon when I left there, and it was open Monday when I got there. The chutes back there were nailed up. The one next to the rear end of the building I know was nailed up to keep the Clark Woodenware people from coming up through there. Boxes were piled up back in there. That stairway back there has been nailed up for...